Hello, today is Thursday, April 4th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Let's move right into a few markets this first week of April. We'll look first at the news regarding avian flu. So last week, there were reports on dairy cows in Texas having contracted avian flu. Since then, we are up to reports in six states dealing with dairy cows infected. The numbers are relatively small, and the milk produced from the sick animals is destroyed. All milk is pasteurized, so there's no risk for consuming milk from commercial dairies. One human and three farm cats have also tested positive for the virus. In case we forget this is mostly a poultry disease, three new cases were reported in chickens, and they were big ones, totaling 3.8 million birds, almost all chicken egg layers. Another reminder, this is still a continuing issue. So far, everyone is saying, while difficult to deal with, it will not have a major effect on availability or pricing. Looking at pricing and chicken, it continues the trend of moving higher every week. Wings, random breast, tenders, all up again for next week. I don't see this turning anytime soon. Now let's look at beef, and the beat goes on. Reduced production numbers. Last week, 586,000 head compared to the same week last year of 645,000 head. Demand is creeping up a bit, putting pressure on supply chain that does not have the inventory to meet all the demand. Expect prices to continue higher, especially in the thin meats, skirt steak, sirloin flap, flank, all the popular cuts heading into Cinco de Mayo. It would not be a bad strategy to make sure your needs are covered for the next few weeks. I don't see production increasing until it's profitable for the processors to do so. Quick look at grains, and planting begins this month for corn and soybeans. Corn acreage will be down about 4 million acres, and soy will be up about 2.5 million acres. With the large carryover from last year's crops, we should be well positioned to continue to see moderate prices in grains. Corn closed yesterday at 424, staying in that 4 to 425 range we seem to have settled into. Soy continues to look good. Another price rally fizzled this week. And wheat continues to be well supplied and a market soft. Let's look at pork. And overall, pork production is ahead of last year and demand is holding up pretty well. Bellies closed yesterday at 120, so I'm still waiting for that spring increase to start. I'm happy to keep waiting. Butts and loins are showing export interest, and pricing is well supported. Ribs continue to on pace to be a strong year in rib pricing. And finally, a quick look at dairy, and the CME is moving up just a bit this week. Through Thursday, barrel is up 2, block is up 2, and butter is up 7. This may be the turn we've been expecting. The fundamentals are good for supply, and I understand butter is having a strong demand for this time of year. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.